Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Thank you, Christopher.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Marlene Levy. And we're going to continue on with this conversation in reference to chair yoga with both Leslie and Barbara. But I'm going to start, actually, go back to Marlene, and then all of you ladies jump in reference to Tai Chi versus yoga. You were just starting to explain that a little bit. In the movements, you practice Tai Chi. This is,
yes,
Marlene I'm talking to. And Barbara and Leslie do chair yoga. So, and people out there have heard of both, you know.
I've been doing Tai Chi, I guess. I started doing Tai Chi when I was going for acupuncture. I was going for acupuncture and moxibustion because of back issues. And this particular instructor in Huntington, he teaches Tai Chi. So he said, why don't I take a course? And I did. I took his courses, and he gave me a CD. And I'm going back 20 years ago. And then there was an associate in Long Beach that I also went to her, just to the two of them. And she runs an acupuncture clinic with Tai Chi. Tai Chi is a form of, they push it as a health benefit because you have slow poses. You meditate as you're doing the slow posing. It's very, very graceful. And you have different poses, similar to yoga. I've tried yoga, which perhaps to me, after doing Tai Chi, it was more strenuous. A full yoga class that I walked into, and I'm saying, bend this, do that, what? And I'm so used to going so slow and looking up at the sky and dreaming, because I breathe in through my nose and out through my mouth, and we had certain breathing that we were supposed to be doing and holding our hands. Again, graceful, slow breathing, meditative. And what I learned is in China, in the hospitals, they do Tai Chi in the waiting rooms. There are health benefits for you. There's certain poses for your back, so certain poses for your legs, certain poses for your head. Health-wise, if you have issues, so you can get CDs that'll show you the Tai Chi. It's this chair yoga that's become so prominent now, and it's all over the place. Thank you. I'd like to know more about it myself because it's so local. Even though I do Tai Chi, why not? If I can sit and do something so beneficial while I'm sitting, that's fantastic. Yeah. And where can I go, and what can I do, and what benefits would I be getting, specific health benefits, from sitting in a chair moving my arms?
Well, they're very similar, really, philosophically or spiritually, because you can take all different kind of yoga classes. Matter of fact, Leslie and I, we went to a lot of different yoga studios to try different classes.
Hot yoga? Can you do hot yoga in a chair?
Yes, you could, but I don't really like hot yoga. But,
I don't like hot yoga either.
But, you know, there's strenuous yoga, there's restorative. But the basic yoga, which started, you know, many centuries ago, was really more spiritual and was very related to breathing and being in the moment, and so is Tai Chi. Mm-hmm. So they are related because actually at the end of our class, we do the, as Leslie said, we do stretches, we do the yoga poses adapted to a chair, and we do a little dance to get a little aerobic and just be with the music. And at the end, we do a meditation. So it's sort of all related.
Sounds like you've made it modern.
Right,
with modern. The dance. You've made the Tai Chi that I'm doing that's so graceful. I'm in the sky. I'm meditating. I'm nowhere to be found. You make it modern with the music and fun for people, which is really...
That's where you want to have fun.
Yes, but that's fun. You know, it's not only into your head and so serious.
Right.
You can really dance, which I never heard of in chair yoga.
Oh, yeah.
No. Where is this? What do you do? Where do you go?
Oh, we do it at libraries right now.
We would do private also.
Yeah, we do privates also, too, if people can't get out.
We start off with a theme. It helps us center ourselves, gratitude, peace, love, whatever it is at the month. And and we use that to organize our class with. So the dance is somewhat related to the theme. At the end, Barbara does the guided meditation using that theme.
How long, Molly? I'm sorry, John. I'm talking too much.
Go, talk.
How long do you present chair yoga for people?
55 minutes to an hour, sometimes 45 minutes, depending on the people there. And so it's pretty structured, but it's free-flowing also at the same time.
Yeah. And also it's who, you know, the libraries are very user-friendly because people come and, well, these two libraries don't charge the residents or non-residents to come. So we never know who's going to show up. So there have been people coming in walkers, and some people seem like they could get up and down from a mat. So we have to also look who's taking the class and sort of adapt to it.
There's not a pre-registration where yet.
One library has a pre-registration.
What about religious institutions? Did you ever, the churches and the synagogues?
Do you
have the contacts? Would you do it in those, in religious institutions?
Oh, sure. Actually, there was one at the JCC they were talking about. I don't know if they have it anymore. They had chair yoga there, and they have exercise for seniors in chairs. Could you do Tai Chi in a chair?
Not really.
If you had to.
Not really.
No?
I don't think so.
No. Because you have to be standing and your feet have to be certain. You have to be into a certain relaxed pose. And that's the objective. You're really
standing. That's a big
standing.
Piece of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're standing in a relaxed pose. Yeah, I would, you know, do the Tai Chi because it's.
But the point is, if you got to the point where you could no longer, God forbid, do the Tai Chi the way you wanted to,
I could take some of the poses.
Then it's an adaptation.
Right, which
is what you guys are talking about.
But you're the step. You should
come to our class.
I'm thinking about it, but where you're located, I think you'll have to give your names. I think you'll have to give your phone numbers. I think you'll have to give the libraries that you are working with at this point, and why not the Port Washington Library?
I think they have a chair yoga, don't they?
I don't know.
Can we look in there? I don't know.
I don't think we looked into Port Washington Library. But it's a good idea.
It's maybe
beautiful there, and they always have. Yes, it is a good idea.
But Marlene brought up a good point. Give a phone number out that if somebody wanted to bring you in to a senior center, to a library, that type of thing, or some community center.
Oh, sure. I mean, all right. If you want to write it down,
go ahead.
Your phone number, and then I'll give mine.
This is Leslie, and my phone number is 516-776-7895.
Okay.
Yeah.
Questions, ideas?
Yeah.
We're open for it.
Right. And mine is...
we love doing this.
516...
Who are you again?
Barbara.
This is Barbara.
Barbara, okay.
516-641-0059.
That's wonderful. What about the senior centers? Again,
senior centers. Yeah, any place can have it.
Town of North Hempstead has these wonderful senior centers. I mean, we have...
Look
at us. We're seniors.
Right.
All these programs,
it's a matter of you guys reaching out, or as people learn more about it, the senior center, the community center reaching out to you.
Right, exactly.
Really what happens. And then you have a registration, and you have 10 people, 15, and that's how it grows. Because even from our last segment, everybody's looking for these things. I mean, you know, Marlene, you do in Tai Chi anyway, but, you know, at a certain point in life, people are saying, I should be a little bit more...
I'd like this.
Fluid, or after whatever.
Zumba sometimes can be too strenuous for me.
So
I would love something where I could rock and sit in a chair. I mean, really get down and do it in the chair. That's really fun.
I think this whole show is taking a new direction. We're rocking and we're getting
we're
down.
We're seniors, but we are here.
Right. You can really move in a chair.
Absolutely.
Be surprised what you can do.
We may be getting older, but... we can get out on that dance floor. So if we really can't get on the dance floor, at least we can sit in the chair and do chair yoga.
It really is fun because when we look around, we see people smiling, which is a very positive thing when they're exercising, right?
Yeah, you want to have fun.
They're accomplishing
feel good.
Something at the end of the day, even though I can't do yoga, they're saying, but if they get into a chair and they can move their arms at least, and maybe they can't lift up their legs, or they could do something with their legs.
Right.
That it's a feeling of accomplishment. you know.
Yeah, because you have to just do what you can and enjoy it.
Right, right.
And not look around and say, oh, but that one's doing this and this one's doing more. You just have to be comfortable and happy doing whatever you're doing.
Doing what you can do.
And the music really is part of just getting involved with the music. It doesn't matter if you go left and everybody's going right.
Right, 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 right.
You're not going to get thrown out of class.
That's right. Now, no grades.
Are there drinks served during
no,
this
time? No, we don't serve drinks.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Right. Sounds like this is where we're going. You know? No. Drinks and chips.
No. Sounds good.
Water would be good. But another nice thing is it doesn't matter what you're wearing. You don't have to wear yoga pants. And you can wear jeans if you're comfortable with them because you're not really on the ground and getting up. So something that you're comfortable with. You can go from the supermarket right to cheer yoga, or you could probably even do it in a suit. But
they
might have.
I mean, it's dressed comfortably.
Yeah,
that's the point. I mean, you know.
And you can do it anywhere, sitting in the doctor's office or airports or your office.
Well, when you said that, that's the nice thing about it is you're not limited. And if you're babysitting your grandchildren or something, and they're sleeping. You don't want to be walking around too much, but you could do some movements in a chair once you've learned them to be a little bit more active.
Right.
Oh, and I think I should add that I have done it with children.
Oh, okay.
About kindergarten to like 4 years old.
Wow.
For you. At the beginning of a couple of classes, I do some volunteer work, and I did a couple of classes to try to get the students to center because they walk in the room and they're like all over the place. And this gets them to sit and to focus for a couple of minutes before they start their after-school work. And it's a little different than I use names like instead of a mountain, I would use like a lion. And,
right, okay.
So that they could identify. By it too. So it's just not for senior people, it's for anybody.
That's wonderful, so you could bring your grandchildren.
I guess somebody could go to a chair yoga if they were babysitting for their grandchildren and it was at their local library.
They could
bring their grandchildren and do it with their grandchildren.
I do it with my 4-year-old granddaughter.
I think it's great. Actually, we're out of time, but I think that's an important thing, the centering of young people, because there's so much going on in their little worlds today. But Barbara and Leslie, I want to thank you both so much.
It's been wonderful.
Thank you.
And you've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.